Actually, he's going to have to save us, right? Come on, it's 15 minutes past six on Absolute Radio. It's Huey Lewis and the News, Power of Love. And this morning, then, we're asking you to give us a call. Tell us about your favourite breakup songs. David Tennant, Doctor Who, he's breaking up with Doctor Who.
That's true, yes.
In a
but,
nutshell.
You know, it's a mutual thing. It's not a sad thing.
No. But both of his two hearts are broken.
They are.
Yeah.
Smashed in
so we want to know about your favourite breakup songs for our OC mixtape, 0330-123-1215. I'm getting obsessive about mine at the moment. I'm not ready to let you know what mine is. So, Richie, you can have first hit. Dave is going through his iPod as well.
Yeah.
Right, trying to find his favourite breakup songs. So, Richie, I've never thought I'd say this before. You need to save us.
Well, I'm in the position to.
Richie, by the way, while we listen to Huey Lewis, Richie just goes, just to warn you guys, I'm feeling sharp today.
And he did do it with a double click as
well.
Yeah,
he really did.
Yeah.
So you're on it today?
I am, yeah. I feel as if there was a beat, I'm on the beat.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
And I'll demonstrate that by my breakup song being The Communards, Don't Leave Me This Way.
Great 80s song. Pretty sure that it's a cover version, but that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
Correct.
So you're saying Somerville, yeah. Richard Cole. Anyone know what the noise is? Is that you? Were you in the choir?
Yeah.
You in the choir?
I was in that choir.
Yeah.
I was in the choir at school, actually.
Richie, I'm saying, yeah, there's room in our little mixtape of breakup songs for a wee bit of the great Jimmy Somerville, the lads. Communards,
lovely.
Don't Leave Me This Way. Straight
lovely.
In, Rich.
Thank you.
Always quite a dull band, though, until the Pops. Do you remember?
Yeah, they just used to stand there.
Yeah, they would just stand there. There was Richard Cole, who's now a minister, and you hear him a lot on Radio 4.
Yeah, Radio 4 plays the piano.
Yeah, he would just be, you know, looking a bit awkward behind the... They always looked like they felt quite... Yeah, behind his...
And they never dressed up. Little Jimmy was always just standing there in a pair of jeans and a check shirt.
But if you wanted a man up front who could sway, because he was a really...
Oh, he could sway.
He was a good swayer.
Yeah.
But they were a band, a lot of 80s bands, very band on top
of
the
Pops. And he can sing higher than most human beings can hear, so...
only dogs can hear this bit. Is he singing yet? Maggie, I can't find yours.
Oh.
Well, you're not even sure either that Bruce Springsteen and Juliet is a breakup song.
Well, I think it probably is. As Richie quite rightly pointed out, Juliet's clocked it. You know, she's taken the poison, she's gone. So it must be a breakup song.
But is it a breakup song if she's poisoned herself? Because is it really a breakup song?
That's more of a suicide song.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a different mixtape altogether.
Yeah.
I'm going to have
to
readdress
this. Which is mostly Smith.
Hang on, does it mean only Richie's managed to actually do anything for this feature? He's on it today!
Yeah, he's sharp!
Like I said.
Oh, no! 0330-123-1215 for yours.
Absolute Radio Travel with Renault.
Starting off...